Why should you think that I should woo in scorn? Scorn and derision never come in tears. Look, when I vow, I weep. And vow so born, in their nativity all truth appears. How can these things in me seem scorn to you, bearing the badge of faith to prove them true?
You do advance your cunning more and more. When truth kills truth, oh, devilish holy fray, these vows are Hermia's. Will you give her o'er? Weigh oath with oath, and you will nothing weigh. Your vows to her and me, put in two scales, will even weigh, and both as light as tails.
I had no judgment when to her I swore.
Nor none in my mind, now you give her o'er.
Demetrius loves her, and he loves not you.
Oh, Helen, goddess, nymph, perfect, divine, to what, my love, shall I compare thine eye? Crystal is muddy. Oh, how ripe in show thy lips, those kissing cherries tempting grow, that pure congealed white high Taurus snow fanned with the eastern wind turns to a crow when thou hold'st up thy hand. Oh, let me kiss this princess of pure white, this steel of bliss.
Oh, spite! Oh, hell! I see you all are bent to set against me for your merriment. If you were civil and knew courtesy, you would not do me thus much injury. Can you not hate me, as I know you do? But you must join in souls to mock me, too. If you were men, as men you are in show, you would not use a gentle lady so, to vow and swear and superpraise my parts, when I am sure you hate me with your heart. You both are rivals and love Hermia, and now both rivals to mock Helena. That's a trim exploit, a manly enterprise. To conjure tears up in a poor maid's eyes with your derision? None of noble sort would so offend a virgin and extort a poor soul's patience, all to make you sport.
You are unkind, Demetrius. Be not so, for you love Hermia, this you know, I know. And here, with all goodwill, with all my heart, in Hermia's love I yield you up my part, and yours of Helena to me bequeath, whom I do love. And will do till my death.
Never did mockers waste more idle breath.
Lysander, keep thy Hermia. I will none. If e'er I loved her, all that love is gone. My heart to her but as guestwise sojourned. And now to Helen is it home returned. There to remain.
Helen, it is not so.
Disparage not the faith thou dost not know, lest to thy peril thou abide it, dear. Ooh, look where thy love comes. Yonder is thy dear.
Dark night, that from the eye his function takes, the ear more quick of apprehension makes, wherein it doth impair the seeing sense, it pays the hearing double recompense. Thou art not by mine eye, Lysander, found. Mine ear, I thank it, brought me to thy sound. Oh, but why unkindly didst thou leave me so?
Oh. Why should he stay whom love doth press to go?
What love could press Lysander from my side?
Lysander's love that would not let him bide. Fair Helena, who more engilds the night than all yon fiery o's and eyes of light, why seek'st thou me? Could not this make thee know the hate I bear thee made me leave thee so?
You speak not as you think. It cannot be.
Lo, she is one of this confederacy. Now I perceive they have conjoined all three to fashion this false sport in spite of me. Injurious Hermia, most ungrateful maid, have you conspired? Have you with these contrived to bait me with this foul derision? It's all the counsel that we two have shared, the sisters' vows, the hours that we have spent, when we have chid the hasty-footed time for parting us. Oh, is all forgot? All schooldays' friendship, childhood innocence. We, Hermia, like two artificial gods, have with our needles created both one flower, both on one sampler, sitting on one cushion, both warbling of one song, both in one key, as if our hands, our sides, voices and minds had been incorporate. So we grew together, like to a double cherry, seeming parted, but yet an union in partition. Two lovely berries moulded on one stem. So with two seeming bodies, but one heart, two of the first, like coats in heraldry, due but to one and crowned with one crest. And will you rent our ancient love asunder to join with men in scorning your poor friend? It is not friendly, it is not maidenly. Our sex, as well as I may chide you for it, though I alone do feel the injury.
I am amazed at your passionate words. I scorn you not. It seems that you scorn me.
Have you not set Lysander, as in scorn, to follow me and praise my eyes and face? And made your other love, Demetrius, who even but now did spurn me with his foot, to call me goddess, nymph, divine and rare, precious celestial. Wherefore speaks he this to her he hates? And wherefore doth Lysander deny your love so rich within his soul and tender me, forsooth, affection, but by your setting on, by your consent? Oh. What though I be not so in grace as you, so hung upon with love, so fortunate, but miserable most to love unloved, this you should pity rather than despise.
I understand not what you mean by this.
I do, persever. What? Counterfeit sad looks. Make mouths upon me when I turn my back. Wink at each other. Hold the sweet jest up. What? This sport, well carried, shall be chronicled. If you have any pity, grace, or manners, you would not make me such an argument. But fare you well. 'Tis partly my own fault, which death or absence soon shall remedy.
Stay, gentle Helena. Hear my excuse, my love, my life, my soul. Fair Helena.
Oh, excellent.
Sweet, do not scorn her so.
If she cannot entreat, I can compel.
Thou canst compel no more than she entreat. Thy threats have no more strength than her weak prayers. Helen, I love thee. By my life I do. I swear by that which I will lose for thee to prove him false that says I love thee not.
I say I love thee more than he can do.
If thou say so, withdraw and prove it too.
Quick, come.
Lysander, where do tends all this?
Away, you Ethiopian. No, you'll seem to break loose. Take on as you would follow, but yet come not. You are a tame man. Go.
Hang off, thou cat, thou bur, vile thing. Let loose, or I will shake thee from me like a serpent.
Why are you grown so rude? What change is this, sweet love?
Thy love? Out, tawny Tartar, out! Out, loathed medicine, oh hated potion, hence!
Do you not jest?
Yes, sooth, and so do you.
Demetrius, I will keep my word with thee. I would I had your bond, for I perceive a weak bond holds you. I'll not trust your word.
What, should I hurt her, strike her, kill her dead? Although I hate her, I'll not harm her so.
What? Can you do me greater harm than hate? Hate me? Wherefore? Oh, me, what news, my love? Am not I Hermia? Are not you Lysander? I am as fair now as I was erewhile. Since night you loved me, yet since night you left me. Why then you left me? Oh, the gods forbid. In earnest, shall I say?
I, by my life, and never did desire to see thee more. Therefore, be out of hope, of question, of doubt. Be certain, nothing truer. 'Tis no jest that I do hate thee and love Helena.
Oh, me. You juggler. You canker blossom.
Oh.
You thief of love. What, have you come by night and stolen my love's heart from him? Fine, if faith. Have you no modesty, no maiden shame, no touch of bashfulness? What, will you tear impatient answers from my gentle tongue? Fie, fie, you counterfeit, you puppet, you.
Puppet? Why so?
Aye, that way goes the game. Now I perceive that she hath made compare between our statures. She hath urged her height, and with her personage, her tall personage, her height, forsooth, she hath prevailed with him. And are you grown so high in his esteem because I am so dwarfish and so low? How low am I, thou painted maple? Oh, speak! How low am I? Hmm? I am not yet so low, but that my nails can reach unto thine eyes!
I pray you, help me, gentlemen, that do not hurt me! I was never cursed, I have no gift at all in shrewishness. I am a right maid for my cowardice. Let her not strike me. You perhaps may think, because she is something lower than myself, that I can match her.
Lower her again!
Good Hermia, do not be so bitter with me. I evermore did love you, Hermia. Did ever keep your counsels, never wronged you. Save that in love unto Demetrius, I told him of your stealth unto this wood. He followed you for love, I followed him. But he hath chid me hence and threatened me to strike me, spurn me, nay, to kill me too. And now, so you will let me quiet go, to Athens will I bear my folly back and follow you no further. Let me go. You see how simple and how fond I am.
Why? Get you gone. Who is it that hinders you?
A foolish heart that I leave here behind.
What, with Lysander?
With Demetrius.
Oh, be not afraid. She'll not harm thee, Helena.
No, sir, she shall not. You take her part.
Oh, when she is angry, she is keen and shrewd. She was a vixen when she went to school. And though she be but little, she is fierce.
Little again, nothing but low and gentle. Why will you suffer her to flout me thus? Let me come to her!
Get you gone, you dwarf! You minimus of hindering not grass maid!
You bead! You acorn!
You are too officious in her behalf that scorns your services. Let her alone. Speak not of Helena, take not her part. For if thou dost intend never so little show of love to her, thou shalt abye it.
Now she holds me not. Now,
follow if thou darest, to try whose right of thine or mine is most in Helena.
Follow? Nay, I'll go with thee, cheek by jowl.
You, mistress, all this coil is long of you. Nay, go not back.
I will not trust you, I. No longer stay in your cursed company. Your hands than mine are quicker for a fray. My legs are longer, though, to run away.
I am amazed and know not what to say.
This is thy negligence. Still thou mistakest, or else commit thy knaveries willfully.
Believe me, King of Shadows, I mistook. Did not you tell me I should know the man by the Athenian garments he had on? And so far blameless proves my enterprise that I have anointed an Athenian's eyes. And so far am I glad it so did sort, as this their jangling I esteem a sport.
Thou seest these lovers seek a place to fight. Hide therefore, Robin, overcast the night. The starry welkin cover thou anon with drooping fog as black as Acheron. And lead these testy rivals so astray as one come not within another's way. Like to Lysander, sometime frame thy tongue, then stir Demetrius up with bitter wrong. And sometime rail thou like Demetrius, and from each other look thou lead them thus, till o'er their brows death counterfeiting slip, with laden legs and batty wings doth creep. Then crush this head into Lysander's eye, whose liquor hath this virtuous property, to take from thence all error with his might, and make his eyeballs roll with wonted sight. When they next wake, all this derision shall seem a dream and fruitless vision. And back to Athens shall the lovers wend, with league whose date till death shall never end. Whilst I in this affair do thee employ, I'll to my queen and beg her Indian boy. And then I will her charmed eye release from monster's view, and all things shall be peace.
My fairy lord, this must be done with haste, for night's swift dragons cut the clouds full fast, and yonder shines Aurora's harbinger, at whose approach ghosts wandering here and there troop home to churchyards. Damned spirits all that in crossways and floods have burial already to their wormy beds are gone. For fear lest day should look their shames upon, they willfully themselves exile from light and must for aye consort with black-browed night.
But we are spirits of another sort. I with the morning's love have oft made sport, and like a forester, the groves made tread, even till the eastern gate, all fiery red, opening on Neptune, with fair blessed beams, turns into yellow gold his salt-green streams. But notwithstanding, haste, make no delay, we may effect this business yet ere day.
Up and down, up and down, I will lead them up and down. I am feared in field and town. Goblin, lead them up and down.
Here comes one.
Where art thou, proud Demetrius? Speak thou now.
Here, villain, drawn and ready. Where art thou?
I will be with thee straight.
Follow me then to plain of ground.
Lysander, speak again! Thou runaway, thou coward, art thou fled? Speak, in some bush, where dost thou hide thy head?
Thou coward! Art thou bragging to the stars, telling the bushes that thou look for walls and will not come? Come, recreant! Come, thou child! I'll whip thee with a rod! He is defiant, a sword on thee.
Yea, art thou there?
Follow my voice. We'll try no manhood here.
He goes before me and still dares me on. When I come where he calls, then he is gone. The villain is much lighter heeled than I. Oh, I followed fast, but faster he did fly, but fallen am I in dark, uneven way, and here will rest me. Come now, gentle day, for if but once thou show me thy grey light, I'll find Demetrius and revenge this spite.
Ha ha ha! Coward! Why comest thou not?
Abide me if thou darest, for well I wot thou runst before me, shifting every place, and darest not stand nor look me in the face. Where art thou now?
Come. I am here.
Nay then, thou mockst me. Thou shalt buy this dear if ever I thy face by daylight see. Now go thy way. Faintness constraineth me to measure out my length on this cold bed. By day's approach look to be visited.
Oh, long and tedious night. Abate thy hours. Shine comforts from the east, that I may back to Athens by daylight, from these that my poor company detest.
And sleep,
that sometimes shuts up sorrow's eye, steal me a while from mine own company.
Yet but three, come one more. Two of both kinds makes up four. Here she comes, cursed and sad. Cupid is a knavish lad, thus to make poor females mad.
Never so weary. Never so in woe. Bedabbled with the dew and torn with briars. I can no further crawl, no further go. My legs can keep no pace with my desires. Here will I rest me till the break of day. Heavens shield Lysander if they mean a fray.
On the ground, sleep sound. I'll apply to your eye, gentle lover, remedy. When thou wak'st, thou tak'st true delight in the sight of thy former lady's eye. And the country proverb known that every man should take his own, in your waking shall be shown. Jack shall have Jill, nought shall go ill. The man shall have his mare again, and all shall be well.